We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne is out, so we got our guest host with us. We have Claudia Jordan. My wife, Gia, is here as well. Now, we're asking if you're just joining us, 800-585-1051. Yesterday after the show, the ladies of the Breakfast Club were talking about shooting their shots. And they were saying when they shoot their shot with a man, they always hit 100% from the line. And they were saying that their relationships, when they shoot their shot, last a little longer. So we're asking, ladies, have you ever shot your shot? And how did it turn out? 800-585-1051.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So they said that when they shoot their shot from the line, it usually goes in.
Right.
Those are their longest relationships. So from a man's point of view, why do you think that is? Is it because the man is flattered, because he knows that the woman is 100% in, that she really wants to be there because she approached him, because she went for the gusto? What do you think it is?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you still have to look attractive. Like, you just can't shoot your shot and, you got to... You know, you're not looking attractive. You still have to look attractive.
Attractive,
you still have to be smart.
Subjective.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's dope. I think a lot of times I don't think necessarily women shoot their shots as much as men do. So I think when they do, it's kind of intriguing.
Okay.
Makes you, want to see, well, what is this about? Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. And then, I think most men feel like if a woman's shooting a shot, she's probably horny and I could probably get it in a little faster. Maybe. I don't know.
I think we're also more efficient. I think men cast a big net and just try to holler at anything with a fat ass. And we'll look at you first, like, okay, I can see. We're looking at your shoes, your nails.
So you're not looking at a man for a fat ass.
We're more deliberate.
Yeah, we don't go for fat ass.
We're more deliberate.
Okay.
Right, so that's why we have a higher success rate.
Okay,
you guys are just like, oh, ass, titties. We're like, okay, he looks stable. Okay, he seems nice, nice smile. We look at different things.
So when's the last time you shot your shot at an individual?
So just straight up with someone I just met, I don't really do it that often. I will definitely give the cues where I, like, give them the green light where they know it's okay.
So what are the cues? With your cleavage? What's the cues?
Like, you give a little flirty look or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But I will say I did get turned down one time with someone that I dated and I tried to spin the block again.
Oh, so you tried to go back.
Tell us about that. Now I'm interested.
This is super embarrassing. And I don't really get embarrassed. So anyways, this is a guy that I thought was the one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had broken up, but like not.
Wait. Why'd you break up?
So we were kind of young and he came into like a big contract. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he had to have kind of go live his life a little bit.
Got it.
And have his little fun. And I mm-hmm. understood that. Like, I wish I would have met him, like, way before, mm-hmm. you know? Anyways, long story short, I always felt like he was, like, the one. So we pleasantly broke up. We just split. But it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. So he was in town for an award show, and they were hosting a party at this place. So I knew he was going to be there. So I packed an overnight bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you was ready. He was like, he's not going to turn me down.
Stop interrupting.
I packed an overnight bag, right? And I'm like thinking, surely he's want to hang out with me afterwards.
Right.
Like, of course.
Why would he not?
Like, why would you not?
Oh, he had plans. So anyways, at the end of the night, I was hovering, you know, like the, so, mm-hmm. you know, whenever mm-hmm. I thought maybe we would hang out. And he goes, oh, I have plans. Mm-hmm. I go, with somebody else? He's mm-hmm. like, yeah. I was like, but I brought an overnight bag.
Jesus.
You didn't tell him that. No, you didn't. Claudia.
Jesus.
Claudia, tell me you didn't tell him that.
I said it with my eyes.
You said it with your eyes.
I said it with my eyes. So anyways, I went in the car and I cried, right?
Aww.
And I filmed, I did one of those corny, well, I did the Tyrese thing. I filmed myself crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
To remind myself to never to remind myself to never go out like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told my friends a story and they told them, but I brought an overnight bag. To this day, they would like put bags underneath my comments sometimes.
Man, your friends suck.
So yeah, I did get shot. I did, I lost the last of my shot,
Oh. So wait, and he never called you back after that?
No, we talked, but it wasn't, we never went there. It was awkward.
Yeah, she's not going back there now.
No, you know, because for me, logically, that doesn't seem like a turn down. That seems like, oh, maybe I would, but I have plans.
Now, that is a
turn down. But if he didn't call afterwards to say, hey, you know, so you brought that overnight bag, so, you know, what's up?
That's a turn down.
Then that's what more so feels like the turn down.
Because what he should have did was like, you know what, I'm canceling my plans.
Right.
And come on. But since he didn't, that's
maybe,
second
well,
fifth.
We don't know what his plans are.
Stop trying to make her feel good.
I don't know. I don't like to presume. I never like to presume.
Her. Once again, I came in second.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Destiny.
Hey, hi, Destiny.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, I love you. Claudia, I love you. Of course, DJ Envy, I love you too.
Yeah, you ain't got to say mine like that. But it's so
as
good,
long as
Destiny.
I came in first, thank you.
She sure did. See, once again, I'm second.
Now, when did you shoot your shot at somebody, Destiny?
Okay, the one time in life. I never did this ever. So I was in college, and it was like a comedy show, kind of like a wilding out vibe. They came to our college, and it was this guy. He kept looking at me like, and I was telling my friends like, "Oh, he's cute, girl." And my friend Zoe, she said, "Oh, you're so bad. Go over there and talk to him. You think you're all that?" So I said, "Okay, I'm gonna go talk to him." And he literally laughed in my face, and for the following hour, he talked about me in the comedy show.
Damn it, man.
Wait. So when you went up to him and spoke, what was it that you said before he laughed in your face?
I was just like, hi, I see that we keep making eye contact. My name is Destiny, and I just was trying to see, you know, would you like to grab some food from the cafeteria later or something like that. It was just something like lame, like, hey, did you check out?
Damn,
and
Destiny.
Then he actually laughed.
Basically, when he got on stage, he was just like, I'm married. And he was like, my wife married me for money. And he was like, so I have a bad wife at home. She married me for money. And this girl from college that lives in a little small town is trying to talk to me.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Who's
Destiny.
I wonder who the comedian was.
Some no-name guy from Savannah.
Destiny,
Savannah, Georgia.
Did you do the breath check before you went over there? Did you do like a to make sure you was good money?
Yeah, I was good. Let me tell you, I was cute that day. I'm a makeup artist.
Damn.
So my makeup was everything. And he even said like, oh, you're cute, but my wife married me from him, so I'm the catch.
Damn it,
so,
man.
That was his little thing. He kept saying, he's like, I literally date a supermodel.
Damn. Sorry,
well,
Destiny.
We're 0 for 2 right now, so as far as kicking it to guys, right now, I'm against it.
But guys nowadays think they're the bad bitch, though.
That's,
guys want to be bad.
That's
bitch.
The problem. I could not. I can't imagine kicking it to a guy if I were single. Mm-hmm. If I were single. I can't imagine.
They want to be courted and the door held open for them.
No, especially now, because men are very, very full of themselves, but they have every reason to be, because women make them feel that way.
In
like, we roll out the red carpet. carpet.
We bad bitches
for men,
too.
And that's the problem. How many times have you told me that you were a bad bitch?
He says it a lot.
He has said that to
me. Oh, so this is nothing new, this conversation.
He has definitely said
Andy,
that to me.
Andy, who's better, you or your wife?
Depends. Oh my God, I don't like that 2 seconds that you have to wait.
Depends on what day. Depends on what day.
Oh my God, you're supposed to answer that differently.
On Wednesdays, he's pretty bad.
Oh my God. Cross my wife. I don't mean calling myself a bad bitch.
Look at your eyes all squinty, you're lying.
800-585-1051. Women, ladies, do you kick it to men? Do you shoot your shot at a guy? How did that go down? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Daddy calling my
phone. Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne's out to Monday. We have Claudia Jordan and Gia, my wife, as guest hosts. And we're asking, if you're just joining us, 800-585-1051. We're asking women, have you shot your shot and how did it work out? We were talking behind the scenes yesterday and one of our producers saying she shoots her shot all the time. She's 100% with it. And every relationship that she shot a shot actually lasted the longest. So we're asking, ladies, have you shot your shot? Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Tracy? Where you calling from?
I am in Rochester.
Okay. We talking about shooting your shot.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who, he was raised by the in-laws of my cousin, so he's not related, but he was always around, brilliant, beautiful black man. And 3 years ago, I shot my shot with him. And as of 2 months ago, he's my husband.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So it worked for you?
Yeah.
So he let you bring...
Absolutely did.
So he let you bring the overnight bag.
He let you.
So what did you say? How did you holler at him? What was the line like?
Well, from the beginning, our family has tried to get us together, but one of us was always in a relationship, and neither one of us played that kind of thing. So both of us were not in a relationship right before COVID, and we started hanging together, you know, organically. And he asked me out to dinner one day, and I was like, all right, cool. And then we just started hanging, and one day I was just like, you know what, we're not getting no younger. Like, there's obviously a connection here. You know, I like you. You're almost like family. I just would like to see if, you know, this could go any further. And to my great surprise, he was thinking the same thing. He just was afraid to ask.
Mm. Okay.
And we quarantined together, got into a relationship, got engaged, like, right towards the end of COVID. And we got married a couple months ago.
Oh, we're happy for you.
Congrats, mama.
Congratulations.
Oh, so I have shot my shot and it's not worked out.
Why are you talking all loud for, though?
She mad. I'll be mad, too. It's stressful.
Me?
Yeah, you. What's your name? Troy Rita?
Yes, my name is Troy Rita.
That's your mother's name and your dad's name?
Yes. No, but I hear it all the time, Gibby. That's just my dad's name.
Oh, that's just your dad's name. Okay. Well, let's talk about when you shot your shot, mama. And can you take us off Bluetooth or speaker or the headphones? You sound a little loud.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, can you hear me better now?
Not really. Oh, there you go. Now you sound good, Troy Rita. Go ahead, talk to us. When did you shoot your shot, mama?
Okay, so when I shot my shot, I was working with this guy, and I thought he was just, like, super cute, and I wanted to, like, hang out with him and get to know him. So I was just like, hey, you know, I'm intrigued. Can I take you out? And he was like, yeah. So he gave me his number, and we got to know each other. Of course, we hooked up and had sex and all that stuff, but we got to hang out and I got to know him, and that's what I was after. I wasn't trying to, like, be his wife and all that, but I was intrigued and I wanted to know him. So I asked him out. He said, yeah. So to me, that worked out for me.
So you're not scared to shoot your shot?
You guys are still together?
No, we ain't still together. Oh. So in that sense, it didn't work out, but I wasn't ever trying to be his woman. So
damn.
So, it didn't work out in that way. But no, I'm not afraid of rejection. It's like either they gonna go, they like you, or they not gonna go.
You just want to have a little fun with him. See if you can pull a bad bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not just necessarily just having fun, but I just didn't know him, and I liked him enough to want to, like, get to know him. So I was like, hey, like, you know, let's hang out. Let's get to know each other. Can I take you out? Like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah. So we did that. We went out. I hung out at his house. I got to know him. We still talk to this day, but we're not, like, together, or we don't talk constantly. But, I mean, we're still friends on Facebook.
Okay.
So Rashawn, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that masculine energy of a woman saying, hey, can I take you out? Not just I want to get to know you, but like I want to take you on a date.
I don't mind.
You would like it?
I don't care. Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. Like, do guys get turned off by women?
I am wondering about that.
In this new bad bitch era, I think that men are not as turned off by it.
I think that there's something psychological there.
Nah, because if I have it, then I don't feel any way about it. But now if I don't have it...
No, let's take money. No. It's not about money. It's just about the intention of a woman saying, hey, I want to take you out.
Sure, where we going?
It turns me off.
You're not a man. You're not a dude.
No. The idea of it completely turns me off.
No.
I feel as though if I'm into a guy and I'm in his space, if he is attracted to me, if he's interested, he is going to kick it. If he is not, I am not going to push the envelope and put myself on a platter for rejection. And I'm further not going to take on like a more masculine energy and say, hey, can I take you out to dinner? But I believe in traditional roles. I like to be courted. Those are things that are important to me.
Oh, please stay married because they're not courting these days. They're not courting. They're calling late. They're leaving me at 1 o'clock in the morning at the hotel room.
But now here's the thing. Do you feed into that energy by becoming the masculine energy in the relationship because that's what their expectation is?
No, because I'm with you. I'm still holding out. I want that masculine energy.
Do you know what I mean?
If I'm masculine towards you, it makes me kind of be a little disrespectful to you.
Absolutely.
If you allow me to be like that,
absolutely,
I'm going to probably treat you the way you probably intended on treating me.
Exactly.
No, but you should. I think there's nothing wrong with taking a man out. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, babe, I got tickets to the game today. I'm taking you to the game.
No, I'm not talking about taking me to Sizzler. You're misunderstanding
Applebee's,
me. I'm not talking about if you're already in a relationship. If you're already in a relationship, I love the push-pull, the back and forth where, you know, you do something kind for me, I reciprocate and I do something kind for you. Not in a tit-for-tat type of way,
but in the beginning,
I, as the woman, I need to feel that that interest is there. I'm not going to be, you know, buying you gifts. I'm not going to be taking you out to dinner. Not to say if I'm out and I see something cute for you, yes, if it comes from the heart, but I'm not going to be doing that to get you to like me.
That's why a lot of women are single right there. They see something they want, they see something they like, they better go see what's going on with that thing that they like or see, because they're not going to see it again.
If you see something you like,
you go approach that man. Hey, how you doing? My name is so-and-so. What's your name? I think you're handsome. Why don't we go out and get some things? There's nothing wrong with that.
But if he thought that you were cute, he would have kicked it to
you. He might be shy.
Well, then that's not that masculine energy that I'm looking for.
You don't want a shy man either, though.
Jesus.
Exactly. That's not that masculine energy. If I'm in your space and you see me, you notice me, and I throw you a little flirt like Claudia said that she does. Listen, here's the alley-oop. All you need to do is dunk. I'm here. If you don't kick it to me, you don't look in my direction, I'm like, oh,
not every man can dunk.
Be interested.
Not every man can dunk. You might be too short.
I do think when you do get with a guy like that, like I've got, you know, you can put it out there, but I feel like, you know, it kind of sets a precedence for the relationship. Like, I'm thinking down the line, do I have to get on one knee to propose to you? Do I have to protect you? Do I have to
protect myself? Ladies, don't listen to me, man. Claudia is single. Claudia, you see a man out there, you better holler. You on a plane and you see a cute guy.
This isn't about, no.
They feel like
I'm dead. Listen, the world is, let me tell you something. The world
is, I got three more years.
The world is tripping on Claudia, okay? Because Claudia got everything. I don't even, the universe is messing with her. It's a test, Claudia.
Well, my mother told me that.
It's a test.
This lady in Italy put a curse on me when I was in the womb, is what I heard. That I always have struggles in relationships.
Wait, that what?
My mom, there's a lady in Italy that they said supposedly said my dad left this one lady for my mom and took her to America, and she was like, basically before he left, like, your unborn daughter will forever have issues.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so anyways, I'm only dating if I get a recommendation from a good friend or people that are in successful relationships. I don't trust my own meter and picker. I don't.
Oh, should we have more time to talk about that?
All right, well,
go ahead.
When we come back, we got a rumor report. What we talking about in the rumors?
We're going to talk about our girl Jess Hilarious and musty people and comments and clapbacks. It's all going down and DM'd. It's a whole lot going on.
All right, and also we have a huge announcement when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.